Dick also told me a very interesting story about Gary Cooper. He liked Gary Cooper immensely. He said they were shooting The Fountainhead, and they were shooting the sequence in the rock quarry. And the set was open, so they had a lot of spectators coming to the set. And he said they were all roped off. And he said, I noticed a really good-looking girl. And this girl had her eyes on Gary Cooper. He said, well, I knew Coop very well. I had driven him many times. And he said, Coop was a lot of fun. And he said, but this girl wouldn't take her eyes off Gary Cooper. He said, so I sort of worked my way into the crowd and started chatting with her. And he said, I used my line. Oh, yeah, I know Coop. Ooh, her eyes lit up. Oh, you know Gary Cooper, blah, blah, blah. Oh, yes, I know Gary Cooper. I'm a chauffeur. He said, so we start talking. And she said to me, I'd do anything to meet Gary Cooper. He said, well, why don't we have dinner tonight and a couple of drinks? Perhaps I could arrange it. He said, I think she knew where I was going with this. So he says, I meet her that night. We have a couple drinks. We have dinner. And then we get back to her place. You know, I'm trying to romance her. We're making out. We're kissing. We're hugging. We're getting into it. But all she does is talk about Gary Cooper. That's all she'll talk about is Gary Cooper. I mean, we're unbuttoning things. Hands are moving. And she's talking about Gary Cooper. And he said, I couldn't put up with it. I just threw her back on the couch and said, hey, I'll see you some other time. So I was very angry at this woman that, you know, she couldn't even acknowledge me a little bit. I would have been happy to introduce her to Gary Cooper. And he said, the next day we had open seating at lunch, and I sat down with Coop, and I was chatting with him, and I told him the story. And he said, Cooper looked up at me, and he said, you should have told me. I would have taken care of her. The things friends will do for each other.